Hey everyone, this is Sean Yurt-Curran. You've heard me on WYAB on the radio, and you can also catch me on the new Hulu series, Death in the Dorms, Season 2. I just wanted to introduce you all to my law firm, the Yurt-Curran Law Firm. I'm located over in Fondren on Mill Street in Jackson, Mississippi. I've got over 18 years of law practice under my belt, including a decade as a felony prosecutor in Hinds County and at the Mississippi Attorney General's Office. I spent all those years putting bad guys away. Now let me help keep you out. You can call me anytime at 601-906-909. For a consultation, or just if you want to talk about something about your case. I'm committed to helping you navigate the complexities of the legal system, which I know can be difficult and confusing and downright scary at times. Let me help you use my experience to explain the system to you and how it works and how I can best help you. You can call me again at 601-906-9094 to discuss any of this and any of your worries. Trust me to handle your defense where it is going to be my priority and your future will be my focus.
All right, folks. Hey, we're back. And it is Friday. Glad to be back here in the studios again today. Folks, this is your host. Who? It's Radio Strongman, Kim Wade. I am coming to you live from WYAB 103.9 FM. Yeah. Folks, we've made it through another week, I might add. No small feat living here in the city of Jackson. A city's dominated demographically and politically by Democrats. And I might add, the more virulent form of Democrat, the Democrat head. That's right, folks. This over here, bring me up. Just There you go. That's it. Thank you, sir. And so we're dominated by Democrat heads here in the city of Jackson. And you know, wherever you have Democrats in charge, what are you going to have? Senseless murder, random violence, folks, general mayhem. And may I add, trash. That's right. You know how we roll. It ain't with dumpsters. We don't put garbage in dumpsters in Jackson. It's just, it's what they call it. It's faux pas, whatever they call it. But anyway, let's get on to the real issues. First of all, I want to thank Malcolm Johnson, the king of radio, self-described, for sitting in with me on yesterday, along with Marcus Wallace, the mayor's mayor of Mississippi. He's been a mayor of every small town in Mississippi, and he's hoping to be the mayor of Jackson, Mississippi. And so we want to thank Malcolm. Malcolm did a good job. I got a chance to hear clips of it. I was listening online, and Malcolm's he's a jovial old guy. He likes to have fun. Anyway, he did a good job. Hat tip to him. Didn't get any complaints. Well, I did get one phone call, but, you know, I understand their position. But nonetheless, Malcolm did a good job, and thank Marcus for coming in and offer his nickels and dimes to the marketplace of ideals on how to deal with Jackson. But we'll talk about that. We will get into all of that. And if there's any other mayoral candidates out there who intend to be throwing their hat, who intend to throw their hat in the ring before you actually commit, the door is open to you to come here and talk. But see, folks, there are some folks out there, they're trying to be coy. They're trying to keep their cards close to their chest because it's all about tactic and strategy. I understand all that. It's all about tactic, strategy, and you. Because you think that, oh, my stuff is so hot. When I throw it down, mine. It's going to be like playing dominoes. I'm going to be slamming them down. No, you ain't going to do all that. Just come in and tell the people what your ideals are. So we heard some of Marcus's on yesterday. He had some good ideas. But I will be offering my thoughts and commentary, okay? But before we get to that, we got to talk about Fast Fanny over in Atlanta. The judge has ended his hearing. He's going to give issue an order within 2 weeks. He said 2 weeks. He didn't say within 2 weeks, so I guess he's going to take the entire 2 weeks. He's got two felony murder trials coming up that he thinks is going to take a week apiece for each one of those. So in the meantime, he'll be taking bids and dollar bills, I'm sure, from whoever wants to pay him the most money for him to have a favorable ruling. Of course, we know that doesn't happen in our judicial system because, again, these people wear black robes and they're pure as snow, okay? But now, in the case of Fast Fanny, after hearing the closing arguments and the lawyers who spoke on behalf of Fast Fanny, they didn't do a good job. They did not do a good job, in my estimation. Okay? I mean, that stuff was raggedy. And, of course, the lawyer that was speaking on behalf of Fast Fanny was one of her underlings. So you're in there going to bat for your boss, and she's sitting there passing you note. You big knucklehead, you're fired. You do not have a job. This is your last day on the job, sir. So he's sweating. I mean, I'm listening to this guy's voice, and it's shaking. I said, he doesn't have the best voice for delivering his closing arguments, in my estimation, you know. But he delivered it. Fanny stormed out of the courtroom after he finished up. I mean, literally stormed. I mean, she was not a happy camper. You know, she kind of clumps when she walks anyway. It may just be the shoes that she's wearing, too, though. You know, I don't know how women wear some of those shoes they be wearing. But anyway, she left the courtroom. She was not a happy camper, and I understand. But, folks, I want you to think about something. After listening to all that this woman has been doing behind the scenes, she's sketchy and grimy as can be. She's known to lie. She's known to buy the buy affection. And whether she paid Nate Wade back or not, she was paying for companionship. She was paying for companionship. If she wanted to be above board, she should have bought the tickets in her name. Hey, Nate, we going to Belize. I got you, dog. I got you. And then let Nate pay her back. That would have looked more honorable. But that is not what happened. Now, and I want you to think about if they let Fanny slide on all this. Folks, I'm sitting here thinking, how many people has she railroaded into jail since she's been DA? Because it's clear she's a corner cutter. How many people has she railroaded into jail with her unethical practices, lying and cheating and midnight creeping, alcohol and booty calls? Oh, I like Grey Goose. You also like Nate, the snake, a.k.a. Pipe. And you're willing to pay for it. 600 Lodge. Well, I know Nate was thinking he Mac Daddy. He's Don Juan. But what this case represents is the fall of America, the fall of Black America, the fall of Black women. And I was just thinking, then we had this judge up there in Illinois ruled that President Trump couldn't be on the ballot up there. Another sister with a bar card. I told y'all, and I'm of the strongest opinion on this. I won't be found wrong on this, donut head. That the system has cultivated these sisters for just such a time as this. They allow these sisters to go through some of these prestigious schools or just get a bar card, period. And in the course of their upbringing and education, they engendered all this anger and hate towards the man, the system, the white man. And now you're seeing that vitriol being poured out on behalf of the Democrat Party, a demonic party, a party right from the bowels of hell. Its authors and finishers is Satan himself. And so we watch Fanny lie and do all these things. Think about all the money laundering cases. Think of all the people who went and got convicted because of their cell phone data. And she sat up there on the stand to save her own ample fat rear end. I mean, some people are into that kind of thing. Ain't nothing wrong if that's your thing. I mean, I ain't trying to drop salt. But I'm just saying, it's ample. Okay? It'd be like sleeping on a hill, you sleeping in the bed with her. Oh, Nate just love me. He be all over me. And he just can't get off of me. No, it's like sleeping on a hill, woman. He rolled towards you as soon as you get in bed. Oh, Nate, you big lug. But no, real talk, though. So she's saying the cell tower data can't be relied upon. But think of all the people she done jailed using cell tower data. Think of all the people she's convicted of money laundering under the RICO statute when they try to tell, oh, no, no, I just pay cash for everything. That's why I had all that cash on hand. You see how destructive her behavior is to the overall judicial and legal process. And they were willing, and they're willing to destroy all this trust, or should say destroy whatever trust that's left in the legal system to save one individual who they want to go after Donald Trump. This is why I keep telling you folks what's at stake in our society. Many people just aren't aware of. And I'm going to touch on that when I talk about the ideals that were presented by mayoral candidate to be Marcus Wallace on yesterday. And not to drop salt on Marcus. This is just the way he sees and the way he thinks he can accomplish what he thinks needs to be done. Ain't nothing wrong in and of itself, other than the fact that most of that stuff's not going to work. It ain't work. Don't work anywhere. But we'll talk about that. But the point is that we continuously do these things that don't work. And we demand everybody else go along with us because if not, you're a racist. You're some kind of phobia, or you have some type of phobia of some type, or some kind of IST going on with you. Sexist, racist, whatever. When in fact, their crap doesn't work. But they put a little bass in their voice and demand that you bow down to their way of thinking. They want to hear their views come out of your mouth. And when it doesn't happen, that's when they call you Radio Strongman. He won't bow down. Absolutely not. Why should I? So we're watching the closing of the Fannie trial, and then we find out. Now, watch how Fannie goes after Terrence Bradley for perjury and any other crime she can convict him of, she's going after him. But even the bigger picture in all this here, I want you to look at how these devils being white Democrats, and yeah, I said white Democrats because that's who they are, devils. The ones that run the Democrat Party, absolutely evil. I mean, no exception. If there's a good one amongst them, where he is, where they be at, what they name is, they don't exist. Now, Fannie's doing the bidding of the Democrat Party. They're letting her go through all this that she's going through. But now the other side of the coin is, if she's not disqualified and she convicts Trump, she gonna be, you see how she walking now? Bye-bye, baby. She gonna be hard to live with. She's gonna be Stacey Abrams 200 pounds less. But be that as it may, I think this judge is gonna bounce her for the sake of the judicial system in Georgia. But if they don't, you know that's how bad they want President Trump. They're willing to bring down the house. All but God has a ram in the bush. Don't count Trump out. No, better yet, don't count God out. So we're going to see how all this is going to evolve. But I want you to see one of the casualties of all this is look at black people. I'm sorry. Black people. Got to put that in there. We look like damn fools. What you saw on the stand is what you see at the first 5 minutes of any newscast in any urban area in America. Black on black crime. Your boy Terrence, oh man, he was caping for that white girl, Alicia Merchant, the attorney. Yeah, but he was mad at Nate and Fannie. Oh, yeah, the other thing Fannie's going to go after him for is those sexual harassment charges. So Terrence could end up doing some jail time. But again, you see how the whole game plan always results in black-on-black crime, blacks destroying one another on behalf of who? White Democrats. They ain't solved no problems in Atlanta. No problems in D.C. when we had a black U.S. attorney. Didn't solve no problems except for the gays and the illegals. We don't fix things. You can bet your last bottom dollar that when you see black Democrats take over, they're working for white Democrats. And if you see black Democrats take over and it's mostly females, look, I'm just going to tell you now, everything is in jeopardy. The family, the black community. Don't, you can get mad at what I'm saying all you want. Look around. What's working? And then you got these emasculated, estrogen-strewn, filled black men who get in these positions and they make matters worse because they're subservient. They won't walk in the authority of their position as men. Look at our schools. With the exception that I know of Dr. Seals up there in Madison, what school district where we're running something is running that's working? No. And that's when I get back. We'll be talking about what some of the comments that Marcus made. And I'm going to tie all this together. Because there's a method to this madness. Our number is brought to you by, our call-in number is brought to you by our good friends over at Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters. Complete Exteriors, their web presence is CompleteExteriorsMS.com. Our hotline number is 879-0002. And you want to reach Complete Exteriors, you can call them directly, 326-2755. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. And I want to remind you, Tom's Fried Pies, I'm certain, is on the agenda this weekend. That's right. They'll be open tomorrow. Make sure you stop by there. As I've said, put it on your to-do list for this year. If you have not been down there, you need to experience Tom's Fried Pies, located in Richland, Mississippi, south on Highway 49 South. Once you get to the Kroger's there in Richland, coming down 49 from I-20, on the same side at the next red light, Tom's Fried Pies. That's right, folks, across from Walgreens. You won't be disappointed. Fried pies like you've never had them before. You think you like pie crust that's been baked because, you know, you like that crispy. Well, he gets the same. I mean, the same thing, having fried it. I don't know what kind of oil he uses. It's a secret that only Tom knows. He'll take to his grave with him. But you'll, again, be able to enjoy Tom's Fried Pies. Stop by there today. And make sure you mention it. By the way, when you go in there, you look to the left. If you see a gentleman sitting there at the checker table with a crown on like Burger King, that's Tom. He's king of checkers. He's beat everyone who sat in that chair. He's even beat Radio Strongman, though I suspect foul play. But I could not prove it. So I asked Tom the next time. I said, Tom, just keep your hands above board so I can see. But I think he might have foot pedals on those checkers. I don't know. But see what you can do against Tom. He's king of checkers down at Tom's Fried Pie. He's a great guy. I mean, folks, the man is living his love for the Lord. And he does it in his business practices. He does it in his interactions. That's just the way he rolls. So, again, stop by Tom's Fried Pies, if you would, today. All right. Now, Sylvia's been going down there. And believe it or not, she's lost 70 pounds. And she's down there every day. I don't know how she does it. Of course, he does have the sugar-free one, so, but I doubt very seriously if she's going to be wasting Tom's Fried Pie on sugar-free. So, again, and I've asked Sylvia, I want a picture of her eating one of those pies. I suspect she's eating them whole, but she says she actually takes bites. Who knows? Let's go to Mobile Bob. Hey, buddy.
Hey, man.
What's going on?
Well, you see, Trump go to the border, and, of course, Biden just creeps along there doing whatever he does.
He was kicking up dust down on the border.
Yeah. Of course, Trump was with Governor Abbott at the actual border, and where did Biden go? To Brownsville, Texas, which is a significant distance from the border.
Right.
But Trump was actually at the border, and Biden was in Brownsville. I guess that's what a safe Democrat spot for him to hang out, I suppose.
Yeah, I've been to Brownsville. I got folks down that way, as a matter of fact. Believe it or not, there's only about 10 black people in the town. But yeah, I saw that. He looked so...
Yeah. Slow? It's all the guy could do to keep from stumbling. It's all Biden could do to keep him falling over. It's all the guys who was walking with him could do to keep him just stopping altogether, because right. Biden was just trampling along so slow. The guy can't walk anymore, you Biden supporters out there. He went, and of course, comparing him to Trump, of course, there was a side-by-side screen on a lot of these
I saw that.
Fights that go on. It's night and day. Trump can, they have to keep up with Trump, and Biden has to slow down to a crawl, hoping he doesn't fall down before he gets to where he's going.
Yep.
And he's, Biden, of course, talked about, climate change. Somehow he gets climate change in there when everybody's talking about the border.
He's all on top of it, brother. He's all over it. He's all over it.
And he pretends like none of this is his fault. It's the most remarkable thing in the world. Okay, dude, why are you bothering to go there? You don't have to go there to fix the problem. But okay, great, you went at the same time as Trump. And we saw the result. You also saw with some of those migrants across the border was waving at Trump and calling his name. It was like, even Trump was surprised. Can you believe that?
I'm surprised Biden didn't take a few of them back with him. Hey, man, we're going to save you a trip.
It's a total night and day between Biden and Trump. And everybody knows it. I think it's a total night and day between Trump and anybody. Yeah, not just Biden. It's anybody. No, not even Obama can hold a candle to Trump right now. Nobody can.
Well, I think we're getting ready to see a miracle performed by our Lord and Savior with Donald Trump in this nation. All his naysayers and detractors and haters, I think you're going to be just like old Pharaoh. You're going to be shocked, stunned, and amazed when Trump continues to stand and ascends to the Oval Office in 2025. It's going to be hard for you to accept, but I see it happening. And again, with the federal...
You saw what the Supreme Court did.
Right, I was getting ready to say.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you know, there's so many reasons why the federal case against Trump. Jack Smith, his authority is even weaker than Fannie Willis. But in addition to that, whatever happens, Trump, and I would be just that bold. I would pardon myself. I would pardon myself day one and everybody else involved.
I know.
All the J6ers, everybody. Everybody going to the house. And then I would go after my political detractors, Fannie, Letitia, Alvin Bragg, Chute Can. Man, we'd go over every document they'd ever put their signature to.
You know, the Supreme Court, you know, said they're going to hear the case of his immunity. And they're going to slow walk it after the election, which got the left all in a tizzy. Oh, my God, my democracy is over. The Supreme Court is just out of control, blah, blah, blah. But meanwhile, you got other judges, leftist judges, trying to keep Trump off the ballot.
Right.
But that's okay with them. But the Supreme Court said, yeah, we'll hear the case. We'll hear the case. All they said was they'll hear the immunity case. And because they won't get that nice conviction, which, it would almost be worth it to watch Trump get convicted, get placed under house arrest, maybe get an ankle brace to put on, and win the election anyway, and then hit pardon himself and take it off. That would be so much fun to watch.
Well, Jack Smith, the federal cases aren't going to go anywhere. I mean, he's going to have to go through the trial. They're just trying to drain him. They wanted a guilty conviction. They were hoping the Georgia RICO statutes would give them what they wanted. Again, they were so sloppy in what they were doing. As I said before, that confusion that's in their mind is coming from God. It's just, like I said, they're just like those Democrats outside of Lot's house when they wanted Lot to release his house guests to them. I mean, they were just drunken by their lust, and they can't see any further than that. And now we're seeing that. And they can't accept that that's what's happening to them because their arrogance won't allow them to accept counsel from anybody that they don't approve of.
Yeah, the idea that you have to hear this now. You have to take this case now and make a ruling now. What they want is the Supreme Court to rule in Trump's favor and then get all of their because logic will show that they would have to. So they can generate some kind of passion among their base right now, because their base is dead. Because Biden is dead. So the base is dead. They don't care about Biden. The only thing they can do is rev up anti-Trump sentiment as best they can. It's hard to do when Trump's not in office and he can't do anything. It's a little more difficult for them. And all they got is, well, he'll be a dictator. He'll be a dictator. As if folks didn't see what happened when he was in office. The eventual problem, Democrat, folks remember when he was in office.
That's right.
Wasn't a dictator.
You know, as I've noted, Trump is the only one who's been following the law. He's the only one who subjected himself to the law. He's the only one who's followed the Constitution. And yet they're projecting, he's going to all the things that they're doing. They're going to say he's going to do it. And if it was me, hell yeah, I would do it. Man, I'd come in there. I'd be swinging that hammer like Thor.
Because you don't have to lie. You wouldn't have to lie to do it, convict them of anything. All you got to do is expose them what they're doing. That's all. There's no need to lie about what Hunter Biden's doing. There's no need to lie about what Joe Biden's doing. Even Hunter Biden, you saw what they said. Hunter Biden said that Joe Biden is the big guy. You heard that.
But you know what? The whole thing, and that's the reason why I quit touching on the whole corruption, Biden corruption, is because they're going to run interference. We don't need any more. Matter of fact, what Fannie's doing to President Trump, trying to convict him of, is all the things they're doing. So I don't even expect them to hold themselves accountable. I just tell us, and I tell anybody, well, listen, folks, we need to get our defenses ready. We need to be ready to go on offense if necessary. Need to be prayed up. We need to be locked and loaded, and we need to have that relationship and not waver.
It is good, though, to finally see the border become the number one issue that it has been for the last 30 years. It really has been that way for 30 years. It just never came to a head until Biden just opened the floodgates and just said, well, come on in. And finally, the red state governors got smart enough to say, all right, if that's how you want to play it, we're going to send them to your place.
Right.
That should have happened a long time ago. It just drives so crazy. Republicans take so long to get a strategy like that. But okay, you got one now. It is a little late, but at least you got it now. And it's exposing it to everybody. Now the number one issue that's threatening this country, illegal immigration, is finally on the top of everybody's thought, and the vast majority of people are blaming the right folks this time.
Yep.
And it's easy to blame Joe Biden because he's so unlikable.
Got that right. All right, brother, we're up against a hard break. Thank you, Mobile. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. And it's Friday. The Gun and Knife Club will begin in earnest in another hour and 38 minutes. Be ye ready. If you don't know the Lord, you got a good chance of meeting him this weekend. Room temperature, deleted. Climate change, as Clay says. You don't want that to happen to you. Be strapped down in Jacktown, okay? That means carry a firearm. Not just carry it. Have your finger on the trigger. And not just on the trigger, duct taped on the trigger. Have an extended clip on there, magazine, whatever your proper term or term of preference. But don't be, what they call lacking, and keep one in the chamber, and don't do warning shots, okay? All right? So also, I want to remind you, our good friends over at Rapid Tire Exchange would like to tell you, hey, you got that tax return, got that money coming in, you want to get the tires replaced, brakes added, replaced, rotors, whatever work you need done to the undercarriage of your automobile, our good friends over at Rapid Tire Exchange can take good care of you. Located 953 Highway 80 in Clinton. And that's right across from the Walmart. So you can get the oil change at Rapid Oil Change, which is right in front. And you can get all the brakes, rotors, wheel alignments, AC, all that stuff taken care of by people who you can trust. That's right. Ken and Dave and the crew will take good care of you. In fact, they make it so easy. You can go to RapidTireExchange.com and set up your appointment, order the tires that you want, or equipment for accessories for the truck, winches, step-up bars, anything dealing with the tricking out of your truck or ATV, SUV, they have it there at Rapid Tire Exchange. Check it out today. Rapid Oil, Rapid Tire, get it done. If you don't see the rock, you need to keep on rolling. All right, folks, it is an open forum here today. We've been talking about the fact that the Fannie Willis trial is going to determine whether or not we can even expect justice anymore. If they want President Trump that bad that they're willing to pull down the pillars of our society, which is one of the pillars is the legal system. Folks, it's gone. And for all you folks who say the police is against you and all this kind of stuff, Fannie's going to show you. And this is what I keep telling you, folks. America has devolved into gangs. You got your Fannie gangs. You got your judges. You got your marshals. You got your sheriffs. You got your police. And the whole thing is going to come down who rolls the hardest. And I'm willing to bet you these immigrants coming over here, these MS-13 types, I think they're going to roll harder than everybody. Hey, killing is a sport. But you tried to, I tried to warn you. Speaking of warn you, I got an opportunity now. Like I said, I want to thank Malcolm for coming in yesterday, Malcolm Johnson. Malcolm was a welcome reprieve for those of you who want a little levity in your morning, I mean afternoon drive. Hat tip to Malcolm Johnson. And, of course, Marcus Wallace, candidate. Marcus made some good points, and people wanted to hear different ideas. Folks, listen, there are no new ideals. There aren't any. There are ideals that work and ideals that don't work. We saw where the mayor of Memphis sat down with the gangs of Memphis seeking a 7-day ceasefire. He asked them, what do you want? We want jobs. Man, these ninjas don't want jobs. I know it. You know. But see, this is the kabuki dance that continues to go on. And this is one of the reasons why I feel like I need to add my voice to the campaign narratives that will go forward in the mayoral election here in Jackson. Because it's all a kabuki dance between blacks and whites pretending that they're working towards a resolution or working towards getting along. That's not what it is. You got people jockeying for position, getting their hustle on. Okay? What you have are people in the compassion industry using the black and white race card to affect the changes that they want, not necessarily for the betterment of anybody other than themselves. Not to say that there aren't people out there with good intentions who are offering their services, who the Lord has led them to do this, that, or the other for their fellow man. I don't discount that. But what I'm telling you, many of us, we're being rolled by these people who tell us, man, what we need to do, because I heard Marcus mention on yesterday, and God bless him if this is what he wants to do with his time. We men, we rather than going home, we need to go mentor to some of these young kids. Not me. I'm not doing that. Not that I'm against it. But that's not what works. You know what works? These folks with these bar cards, these law degrees, who are liberal, who are full of compassion, these folks in these unions, these folks in these advocacy groups, if we take these kids. This is just one approach. There's nothing wrong with what Marcus is doing other than it doesn't work. You can't take a child 16, 17 years old whose mama been buying him $200 gym shoes and he ain't had to do nothing but floss and flex when he goes to school and on those shoes. You can't develop in him that work ethic that would have been easily to develop in him at 9, 13 years old. So what I'm suggesting to you, there's too many things in Jackson that just require labor. Good old-fashioned elbow grease. And we're paying people all day long so that they don't go hungry, so that they have a place to stay, and we don't ask anything of them. Screw that. That's not happening anymore. That's not happening anymore. We are going to break all that up at the door. We're going in a different direction. Now, I understand what Marcus is saying, and believe it or not, what he's saying has a lot of currency in Jackson. There's a lot of people who do that. There are a lot of people who believe in that. I don't believe in it. Now, don't get me wrong. You give somebody $50 that need $50, that does change their world for that time. If they don't have anything to eat, it makes a difference. I understand that. But I don't want to be put in a position that I'm the only person who's able to offer somebody $50. I want somebody to get their own $50. The mayor of Memphis was told that they need more job training programs. No, they don't. Them gangbangers ain't interested in that. We got job training. You know what the first job training program was? Sit your butt in that classroom, be still, and let the teacher deliver the message. If they're not willing to do that, you got Delta Technical College. You got all these colleges around here that are offering trades for people who want to learn. There's scholarships available. There's money available. These people don't want to comport themselves. They don't want to stay engaged until they get the paperwork. And yet they get to walk off and decide, I don't want to do this anymore, but they still want to eat three squares of May. And they looking at three meals a day and they looking at me like I'm doing something wrong because I'm telling them, so starve. No, the problem in America is that these folks, these kids and Americans in general, we have too many options. You have to go out of your way in America to starve. The average American, if you balance everything out, is no more than 50 feet away from food at any time. And even the people out on the streets, many of them folks are hungry. You know why they're hungry? Because they don't want to comport themselves to the rules of the pantries or the rules of the Salvation. They don't want to comport themselves. So y'all got to figure out what you want. You're not going to do everything you want and then demand of me that I give you everything you need. A grown man? I'm sorry. You got the wrong Negro. There's some Negroes out there who will do that. Kim ain't him. I'm not doing it. I'm willing to let you starve. I'm talking about, yeah, starve. Fall out dead, starve. Room temperature. Where they can bury four or five of y'all in a casket, you're so skinny. Yes. Pauper's grave, or just bury them right there where they fall. I'm not cold-hearted. These people are running game. You know how I know? That guy that's hanging out at the drive-thrus up there at Northside and Hanging Moss. The one walks between Popeyes, Taco Bell, McDonald's, and Wendy's, Rallies, begging. Ain't nothing wrong with him. He know when you say no to keep it moving. He know he need money. So my thing is, you got to make up your mind. This is how we're going to do this. If you can't figure life out, then you're going to have to do what we tell you. Okay. Now, if you can, then you do what you want to do. But nobody is under any obligation to feed you. Now, if somebody has been led by the Lord to provide a pot of porridge for those folks and the Lord told you to do it, I'm not going to stop you. But you are not going to be demanding from everybody else that we give the way you think it should be given so you can give the way you think it makes you feel better. We're not doing that foolishness. That's the difference between me and Marcus. Marcus has pointed out the fact that he reached in his pocket and was giving those kids the $50. That's good. But I don't want them to need Marcus. I don't want them to need me. We want to create an environment where these kids can feed themselves. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. All right, folks. We're back to the final few minutes of the first hour of the Kim Way Show. Want to remind you, my friend and fellow agent, Rita Jensen. Rita Results Jensen, real estate agent, broker extraordinaire. 3 decades plus in the business. Results is her middle name. That's why we call her Rita Results Jensen. She continues to provide excellent service, and you can be the beneficiary of all those years of experience and successes that she brings to bear when she lists your home or represents you as a buyer's agent. RitaJensen.net. That's J-E-N-S-E-N. .net, RitaJensen.net, or give her a call directly. You're interviewing agents, thinking about listing your home. Well, go for the lady who gets results. And I tell you, be ready to move if you list with Rita, because the house is going to get under contract and you're going to be pressured to make that move. So she's going to advise you of all that, and you're going to be a little skeptical. Yeah. Okay. Her number, 720-4037, area code 601, Rita Results Jensen. All right, folks. All right, as we come up in the next hour, we will discuss, some of the ideas that Marcus presented. I'm not trying to tear it down because, again, I want folks, the citizens need a discussion of a way forward with Jackson. And we need, now, with me, I just want to do what works. I don't have to be the, if Marcus wants the job that bad, if Chuck, fine, let them show cause. But all I want to do is present the ideals into the marketplace and let you determine it. Listen, curfews is not the answer, okay? I mean, it's a component. But what we're dealing with is a behavioral problem in the black community that nobody wants to address. We may as well cut to the crap. We are one serious, heartfelt conversation away from fixing the problems of Jackson. And that is for black folks to sit down and listen. Hey, guys, we got a problem. Whether racism exists or not, our problem. It ain't money. It's us. We have a spirit of ingratitude on us that's weighing down on us like a wet blanket. We have a spiritual deficit that is destroying everything we come in contact with. And we're trying to pretend that only if we had a little bit more money, only if they wouldn't roll their eyes at us, as long as they wouldn't say nothing bad about it. That's foolishness. And our spiritual leadership should be standing flat-footed and forthrightly saying, we cannot continue to do this. If you're into your flesh, if you're into blackness, you're into failure, death, and destruction. We'll talk more about it on the other side. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. And it is Friday. The Gun and Knife Club, the Gun and Knife Club will begin in earnest in 53 minutes. Be ye ready. And look, whether I play the Gun and Knife Club anthem or not, you're still under the gun. You are a member of the Gun and Knife Club whether you want to be or not. Okay? It's just a matter of whether you're armed or unarmed and whether or not you'll be dead or alive. So we just encourage you to use extreme caution, keep your head on swivel, and operate in twos. Put a gun turret on top of your car. Give your young babies in the back seat in the car seats, give them at least a 22. Okay? A little something, something. So they feel like, man, I'm not totally naked back here. Because this is Jackson, and death is on the menu. These folks don't mind killing. They don't mind stealing. They don't mind it. And let me just tell you, it's not going to change. They can do all the kabuki dancing they want. At the end of the day, it's not going to change. We're talking about people who are hell-bent on doing wrong. You can't convince them to change course. All they're going to do is argue with you and tell you about how you don't care for them. There you go, the Gun and Knife Club, folks. In full effect, even. There, oh, run! Save yourselves! Oh, my God. Doomed, I tell you. Woo! That's just the city council. Settling the dispute. What we need is Forest Hill Band to come up in here. Because when they show up, everybody hitting the ground. It's the belt buckle crawl, baby. Here they come. There he is. Forest Hill in the house. There they go. Boy, those ain't drum beats. Trust me. There they go. They laying down that lead, baby. If you don't know Jesus, you'll get a chance to meet him this weekend. Run. Save yourselves. Head for the border. Sheriff Bailey, here we come. Send the goon squad. Help. Jesus. All right, folks. Oh, hey, man, hey, cease fire. Dang, man, these people in Jackson are hard to live with. Oh, I'm sorry, that was JPD changing shifts. Oh, they were just covering themselves going through the car. My bad, I thought it was, whew. But look, here's the deal, folks. It's not going to change. It's not going to get any better. These people are hell-bent on doing everything that doesn't work and blaming everybody else. Now, getting back to my point, I enjoyed Marcus and what he had to say. I think he's sincere. It's just that what he's offering is not going to work. Here's the thing from the candidates that I've heard, people that may run. We got Chalk Lines, and then you got Chris Bell, and then you got Marcus, and you got me. We know what Chalk Lines is about. Chalk Lines about himself. He's about to screw the city again with the garbage contract again. Chris Bell is anti-CCID, which is basically anti-police. And then Marcus is for law and order. He's for all those things. But Marcus is he's for the set-aside stuff. The set-aside stuff is the reason why Jackson is financially distressed, in my estimation. You cannot pay an extra 25 and 50 cent on a dollar for goods and services just so you can say you got a black person, a gay person, Asian person, or whatever. No, no. We listen, even if it is a good idea, we cannot afford it right now, right along through here. And for the set-aside people to not to understand that and accept the fact that, hey, man, these people been good to me. They ain't in a position to do that same thing the way they've been doing it. Let me give them a little room. Let me give them a little chance to get their pesos back up, get their weight back. If you're not willing to do that, bro, don't call me brother. I'm not your brother. I'm just the person that you hustling. So that's where the strong man comes in here. Number one, I don't want the job, but I want Jackson to work. That's why I want Chris to come in here, and I will take off and let them come in here and say and talk about whatever they want, because the people need to hear these things. They don't want to do it like that because, again, they're trying to act all coy and cute and cool and, you know, no, bro, you ain't got nothing special. I'm not claiming to be no leader. Marcus says he's a leader. That's fine. God bless him. He's a leader with passion. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm here to organize the assets. This is about stewardship. My first 4 years, you know, Marcus, and we agree on this, that we need to raise the revenues that's coming into the city of Jackson. We need to stabilize the revenues that we have and build on it. We got to make improvements on the land. You cannot do it until we address these non-monetary issues in Jackson, and that's black folks running damn amok, our kids running amok. Marcus won't say it, can't say it, and all the rest of them ain't going to say it. But what they want is for everybody else to keep shoveling money in Jackson, investing in Jackson against their better interests, better sense, and better financial economic sense and interest. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to ask people to invest in just like the Briarwood One building. There was nothing wrong with the building. It was all that human debris and riffraff that was accumulating up on the corners and around the building, around the area. We cannot continue to allow this human debris to dictate our society. Not when they're the ones drawing on society at every turn and offering nothing to it. We are not going, the end of story, we're not going to do it. If you have a different mindset, then you got three other choices. Now, I'm not going to be snatching these people off the street and putting them in wood chippers and making Soylent Green, though that's a damn good idea. We're just going to make it inconvenient for them to be bums in Jackson. That's it. They're going to make it inconvenient for us to run our businesses. You can't walk your dog in your neighborhood that you wanted to retire in and die in. And all. You can't do that because of them. And then they want you to feed them. No, I'm not. This is not complicated. I'm not trying to sugarcoat this. Kim, or how are you going to do that? You keep making all these pronouncements. What we're going to be doing, if I can get four members of the council and we can pass muster legally, we're not going to be giving out city services and money to people who are in violation of things that adversely affect our property values, our quality of life. So if you're trying to get something free from the city or monies that the city's in charge of delivering, and you got all that damn junk in your yard, you got cars and stuff, you got all that stuff, your kids ain't going to school, we're going to look at you with a jeweler's glass, bro. Because that's the black folks, we have problems. We can quit pretending like we got it all together, or because we were once slaves that we supposed to get all this. No, we're not doing that. End of story. Now, the biggest problem I'm going to have is with guilt-ridden white folks and these angry Negroes who make their money off the grievance industry. My strategy, it may not work, but I'm looking for 50 plus one of people who know better, who know that if there's trash that I'm blown up in front of their house but not in their yard, If a box or debris has blown off a truck or car in front of your house, you don't just leave it out there forever and ever and ever and hope the cars will run over it enough to wear it down or get washed down in the rain. You go pick it up. No, you didn't throw it down, but you go pick it up because you know better. But you got some people in this community, I ain't throw that down there. But if Energy paid you to pick it up, $25 an hour, oh, my baby got a good job at Energy. He ain't got to do nothing but pick up a little trash. What is wrong with us? And why can't I get more blacks interested in striving, whether we achieve it or not, striving for Jackson, Mississippi to be the showcase to the nation of how blacks can run a city and run it in the black and run it well. What's wrong with that? Well, you're a Trump supporter. Okay. You drive a Mercedes-Benz. Mercedes-Benz was the war machine of the Nazi Party. You seem to got over your fear of racism then. Yeah, man, I got me a 560. My Mercedes ain't even got no numbers on it. It's so rare. Negro, please. Y'all full of crap. They wouldn't let blacks buy Cadillacs directly when they first came out. They had to get a white man to buy it. Y'all got over that. You're riding, pushing on Lex. So get over this here. Hell yeah, I'm a Trump supporter. I'm ride or die Trump to the END. Okay? I'm rock rib conservative. I'm Tea Party. I'm all that. That's right. And we're going to make this work. So I want to make it clear. Vote for Marcus. Vote for Chalkway. Vote for it. Because you ain't trying to fix nothing. All you want is your hustle. And many of you folks ain't even getting nothing out of it. You sitting up there letting your kids get shot in the bed by these run-of-a-muck Democrat head kids. But Trump is the problem. Okay. If you into blackness like that, let me tell you something. I was there, bruh. I have dined at the banquet table of hate with Farrakhan. I've dined it. Ain't nothing to it, bro. If you can't reorientate, this is the problem that I have and concerns I have with too much of the ministry. You can't say flat right, this is what thus says the Lord. Your skin is not the doctrine of Christ. You elevate, this is idolatry. You can't see this. This is why when I listen to Charles Barkley and Stephen A., oh, yeah, but I don't support Trump. You know, I don't agree with Biden. Yeah, like you pride in yourself that you're down the middle. You're down the middle when you need to pick one side or another. You need to be on right or wrong, brother. So you can't support a man who's in the right, but he's somebody you don't like? So you won't support right? You know, when I hear people say that, I want to know, who's your pastor? Say his name. Say it out loud. Tell him who you sitting under. You got, the black community is scared to do right, and it's behind every wrong thing that's going on in this country. Killing babies. And if you see the pattern, Donut Head said, you always talking blackness, you always talking black folks down. So, do right. See, he's one of those black for a living folks who, as long as you pat black folks on the back, and we see we doing stuff wrong, your enemy are the ones who would pat you on your back and tell you ain't no big deal, dog. It is a big deal. We are wrong as apartheid. We can't get right doing this. So when I talk about the different ideals between Marcus and I, it's not that he's wrong. It's that they don't work. And they're certainly not working at a rate that we need to turn this thing around. But if it's just about getting into office and being in charge, I understand it. I don't lust for office. You can't buy me. I ain't in it for the money. I'm going to be living in the same place if I go into office when I get out. Because I'm comfortable where I am, who I am, and what I am. Y'all want to take advantage of people. How you going to give somebody a $50 food card, gas card, whatever you give them, And the reason why they don't have food is because they can't afford the water from a scam that you were a part of. And you love the people so much, but you didn't get in there and say, hey, is this right? Could we not do this a little better? Can we not cut this pie a little thinner? But if you into it like that, God bless you. I ain't saying you're wrong. I'm just saying that I wouldn't do it like that. Because I just like with my kids, I don't want them coming back home roosting on the doorstep when they turn 18. I want them gone. But y'all want to create more and more dependency. You want people to say, yeah, we gave away some food baskets and all that's fine and good. People need that. But when somebody's trying to create jobs, Donald Trump, then you got a problem. Tate Reeves, our number 601-879-0002. Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutter sponsors the hotline this hour. Their number is 326-2755, air code 601. All right, folks, we're back. Hey, I want to remind you, my good friend Tom Smith, Landon Homes. People ask me all the time, Kim, is there a man I can talk to about land, about real estate? Yes, the land man himself. That's right, broker extraordinaire, land man Tom Smith. They've got some deals right now. And folks, if you like fishing, you got a fishing retreat available on Lake Claiborne in Warren County. For $289,000, you get almost a 1,900 square foot, three bedroom, two bath main house, two waterfront lots, a pavilion with outdoor kitchen, access to two fully stocked lakes, swimming area, 1,000 square foot wood working shop, has a bathroom in there also, two piers and a boathouse on the property. Fishing opportunities from your backyard. This is right there in Warren County. You can get this. This is a great deal. We just encourage you to call the listing agent, 601-898-2772. And that agent is, ooh, come on. My little sea spy here is foot dragging here. But anyway, that's on the lake there, Lake Claiborne there in Warren County, almost a 1,900 square foot. Has boat docks, two of them. In 1,000-square-foot cement pad wood shop there that you can, it has a bath in there. So I guess you could actually sleep in there, too, since you got your bathroom. And they've got it right there at 289, and that's Mike Odom is the listing agent on that. Give Mike a call, 601-898-2772. But wait, there's more. We got one more good deal for you this day. This is a motivated seller down in Pike County. You're looking for a commercial office building in Pike County? Well, Tom Smith Land and Home has one for you right here. Right here. That's right. It's ideal for new business owners or existing businesses seeking to expansion into the Pike County area. A spacious 2,000-plus square foot office space with a versatile layout features multiple office spaces, reception area, kitchen, and a lot of storage. Includes a convenient drive-up window for added accessibility. Well, it makes a nice little pharmacy. You're thinking about opening your own pharmacy. Large concrete slab in the back available for additional structure if needed. Recent addition of a new roof. Perfect commercial property with endless possibilities. You want to call old Cliff Cannon, the listing magnate down there in Pike County. Cliff can be reached at 601-898-2772. So again, fishing retreat and a nice, what I believe would make a good pharmacy down there in Pike County. So check it out, 898-2772, or check out the website, TomSmithLandAndHomes.com, and you can click on what county you're interested in, what type of property, residential, land, pasture land, forest land, recreational land, timberland, the whole nine yards. That's it, TomSmithLandAndHomes.com. All right, who do we have? Sylvia, Miss Tom's Fried Pies.
What's up? Hi, Kim. I am sick of, actually, I loathe stifling black folks.
What?
Now, I'm in the heart of South Jackson. I'm in one of the probably HUD apartment complexes. Now, I see this kid about 10, He's carrying trash bags to the dumpster. He drops the bags. Trash goes all over everywhere. And you know what this little future thug that's going to get three square meals a day because of the tax dollars that I owe the doggone federal government? Anyway, another issue. He leaves the trash, just picks up the bags, takes the bags to the dumpster, and then he happily runs off to go and play with his friends. No parent around to watch this kid at all. No training. Trifling.
Why didn't you mention to the young man?
The reason why I didn't mention to the young man is because once before I did that, and the parent, the female, wanted to fight me. You don't tell my child what to do. I said, forget it. These people are hopeless. Trust me, I would have loved to have said something to the little thug of the future.
You don't know. Wait a minute. That is so racist. You don't know if he's a thug.
He's got thug behavior already. You don't care nothing about what's around you. You make a mess and you don't pick it up. He's never been taught to pick up the mess you make. That's basic home training. But anyway, I'm not in the best of moods anyhow, but it was not a good thing to see.
Well, I think what you need to do is you need to set up a mentoring program in that complex. Sylvia's
mentoring my foot,
how to do life, okay? And I'm sure you'll be well received.
I'm not mentoring Jack nothing.
Sylvia.
Is
that the attitude we want
to
have?
Parents need to do their jobs. Today, that's my attitude because I'm tired of trifling black folks.
Whoa. We cannot allow that. I need you to retract that.
Okay, I'm tired of some trifling black folks. Is that better?
Yeah. Okay.
Some are the black people that you talk about. That's what I'm tired of.
But, Sylvia, you're talking about a situation where a young man needs guidance.
Guidance? Yes. Where is his mom and dad?
I know.
Why weren't they?
Sylvia, pump your brakes. Pump your brakes. You sound so insensitive.
I am insensitive about it. He's a future thug.
Well, I don't know that he could.
If you don't care about simple things, if you don't care about just basic stuff, you're not going to care about big stuff. He's not going to care about anything else.
This is an opportunity for you to reach out to that young man. Follow him home and tell the mom, say, Mom, you know, I noticed something about young Tyrone or Aquanisha, whatever their name is, and I would like to discuss it with you. You know,
let me tell you something about these typical folks, and you know these typical black people as you talk about.
I don't want you
to tell them anything about their children.
Listen,
don't talk about
Sylvia, you need an...
Oh, you know how they do.
Sylvia, you need an icebreaker. Yes. You need to keep a six-pack of Tom's Fried Pies with you.
That's true, I do.
Yeah,
and a Coca-Cola.
Yeah, you know, thanks, Mean Joe. You know, something like that. You need to be able to just sit down with them and say, look, I notice something that I think we would both be concerned about. Let me tell you what happened to young Aquanisha. While she was going to the trash bin, one of the bags spilled open. And I rushed over there to help her pick it up and instruct her how it would be better. You know, cleanliness is next to godliness. All those little admonitions that we received that held us in good stead. Okay?
Cleanliness is next to godliness is not scriptural. That's a man-made phrase. It isn't scriptural. Trust me.
So what is the solution, Sylvia? What do you propose?
Actually, the solution would have been I should have gone over and said very kindly to the young man, hey, little one, come over here and pick this stuff up. I'll go and help you pick it up, and we can put it in the trash.
That's what you should have done.
That would have been the appropriate thing.
That's right. Rather than calling me and calling...
I feel like doing the appropriate thing. So, I don't feel like doing the appropriate thing. He should have been taught to pick up the doggone trash.
I know, but you know what? Sometimes learning comes from other sources. Sylvia, you could very well be.
I know.
You could be a young thug given your unwillingness to adapt and do the right thing.
I had crazy parents. My mother was a crazy yellow woman. She wasn't going to put up with a thugget. And my father wasn't going to put up with a thugget. Those two people were very strict and expected folks to do things according to loyal. A high standard.
I just think that we could have.
That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you,
Sylvia.
You can
bust and ball me out if you want to.
I shall as soon as you hang up. Bye. Sylvia could have handled that a little better, I think. You know, we could have just used a little wisdom. Sometimes young people need, like I mentioned to the young man who had thrown stuff out at the corner there, was it Scanlon and Raymond Road? I said Monaco, but it's Scanlon. And he rolled his window down. I said, "Do you live in the neighborhood?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Yes." Why would you throw trash out in your own neighborhood? And then he just rolled the window up. Then he pulled up. And when I got up to the light, he just rolled his window back down and stuck his hand out and gave me the finger. So I knew that we had a failure to communicate right then. So when I rolled past him, I waved my pistol at him. No, I knew that. But who do we got? Derek. Hey, man.
Hey, man, you took the words right out of my mouth. And this is not to cause no spit fight or anything like that. I would really like to know exactly what she has done to help make the situation any better. I mean, you know my pedigree, you know my track record, and you know what I do and what I didn't get for doing that, right, and proudly did it since 2017. So I would really like to know, you know, what she's done to make anything better with the youth.
Mm-hmm. You know, because, again, there's an opportunity to learn in every situation. And it is disgusting to see this type of behavior, but, again, we're on our third, we're well past our third generation. We're into our fourth generation of people not being socialized properly on how to live amongst everyone else. That's why you see such a lack for the common areas of our life, because these kids have never been taught. Their parents didn't know. And then it's being reinforced by all these black for a living folks, people who say that, oh, I got to support a sister. You don't support wrongdoing. You can support a sister. Why don't you just support what's right? You can't go wrong.
And then they have the unmitigating gall to call chaos culture.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I'll give an example to the listeners and to Ms. Sylvia what I've done to help make the situation better. I hope I can say his name on the air, but when Polo was active on his show, I put out my personal phone number to all his listening audience who was having problems with getting their children set up for learning at home. I said, myself, along with several other people, particularly myself, who are licensed IT professionals, we will come to your home and help you after hours.
Right.
Now, I only had a few legitimate family calls. Everybody else was calling for selfish reasons. But, again, I put myself out there to people who were not taught and did not have Tandy 1000s and Magnavox Odysseys and Apples. And
we're up against a break,
IBM
brother.
TV.
I've got to go.
Have what I had, so that's what I done.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. Hey, I want to remind you, if you're out furniture shopping this weekend, don't forget our good friends over at Lewis Furniture and Mattress Gallery in Clinton. Clinton's only furniture store located right next to Nukes on Highway 80 in Clinton. Folks, they'll be open at 6 p.m. this evening, 4 p.m. tomorrow, 24 hours on the web at lewisfurniturestore.com. For all your selections that make your home stand out and look unique, Lewis Furniture Store is the stop place. You've been shopping all the big box stores. Your wife is dragging you around every weekend. It's getting crazy. End it all tomorrow by going to Lewis Furniture Store, home of the oohs and ahs. They'll make you happy, and they'll make you happy by she's finally picked out something. Financing is available. You won't leave without the item of your choice. And while you're at it, ask about the knickknacks on the wall, because that's what make you like what you're liking, in addition to the quality of the furniture, uniqueness of the furniture. Man, I love to have that picture. I love to have that plant, that vase, the whole nine yards. That's the way they roll at Lewis Furniture. Happy customers, happy Lewis Furniture Store. All right, folks, here's the deal. We're going to get Sylvia wants to rebut. We'll give her a minute here. The problems that's wrong with Jackson require.
First of all,
don't bring her up yet. Okay. She, all right. The problem that's wrong with Jackson is that we need to have a hard conversation. We got a kabuki dance going on between the black and white races, and it's being stirred by the people in the compassion industry. And it's costing everybody in our quality of life and everything else. I personally, Kim Wade's approach is, we got to quit making it so convenient for people to be poor, bums, homeless, crackheads, meth heads, or whatever else, scrubs of society, dregs of society. Okay? Their story is no sadder than anyone else who want to keep a roof over their head. Now, if we got to treat everybody equal, the weirdos who want to transfer from one gender to another and all that foolishness, then you can respect the right of people who just want to have a nice, quality life. Okay? And I will cater to those individuals. We're going to grow prosperity out from those areas where it exists or where it wants, or where people want it to be. We're not going to be spending every last dollar of the city on riffraff. We're going to be letting people know in the compassion industry, you got to do your part where we can maintain the tax base and grow the economy of Jackson. We're not going to allow you to allow your compassion to be the overarching thrust of everything we do. You can say that we don't care, whatever. You don't care enough to change. We're the ones who have demonstrated that we're more than willing to help you pull over your program to help them, but everything that we ask for, we can't get. Screw that. And I will be the standard bearer for those who want that. Now, if your whole thing is to continue to do the stupid stuff that don't work, midnight basketball, curfews, the problem is black culture is collapsed. We have no spiritual depth anymore. We're vacuous in the spiritual realm. People are getting paid. They want to be known about their skin color. That is not of God. It's not of Christ. And I'm telling you, I'm standing 10 toes down in the paint saying you're full of caca. We're not doing it anymore. You guilt-ridden whites and you black for living folks, you're making things worse on everybody. Now, there is a way forward. The way forward is not doing what you have been doing because you're the ones who screwed up your own lives. You ruined and ran off businesses. Businesses are not moving to Jackson. I don't give a flip how many vacant buildings that seem like a great place to do this, that, and the other. They don't want to be around your riffraff. Case in point, when the governor held his inaugural ball, the reason why they held it on the state fairground, so they can control the riffraff. The convention center is a beautiful facility. But we want people to come down there and take one for the team because we want to allow our homeless to be themselves. You, to the homeless out there, you're going to be uncomfortable. I'm going to tell you that now. I'm not going to cater to you. I'm sorry. You the one chose that you want to be a free spirit. Well, spirits don't need to be fed. Let's go to Sylvia. Go ahead, Sylvia. Yes.
First of all, do you hear me?
We hear you.
All right. First of all, that ne'er-do-well Derek, his stupid behind can go fly kite and suck my big toe. Because what he had to say, that ne'er-do-well knows I know some personal things about him that I can air, but I won't. Number two, in a normal neighborhood with regular, normal, regular, everyday people, yes, I could have gone to that child's mom and dad and said, this is what so-and-so did. Yes, I could have taken the time out, stopped, and helped that little one. But for the record, I used to teach school. Two districts in this state. One is violent and the other one is corrupt. I'm not teaching in those places. Not anymore. I have a desire to help the unfortunate, but it's gone. And I am tired of Derek. He can go fly kite. And that's all I wanted to do.
All right.
A good weekend. And yes, I'm angry. Bye.
All right. Folks, here's the deal. The problem is not money. People don't want to be around us. They don't want to be around our kids because we don't think we have a problem. I was talking with a real estate agent, and he made note of the fact that you notice white agents don't join black real estate firms. And I'm thinking about the previous conversations that we've had. Bro, all you talk about is race. Nobody wants to hear that crap. This is why what I would be trying to do as mayor, I know there are people out there, both black and white, who are willing to work with anybody who wants to learn. You got older people who have learned trades and crafts that they'd like to pass on to somebody. They can't get anybody who want to learn. The only training program we need is to get these kids the right frame of mind and attitude. Show up on time with a good attitude, with your face clean, hair combed, and ready to work. You get all the training you want. Nobody's putting up with our insolence and our ingratitude. I don't give a damn what you think about what people owe us because we were this, that, or the other. Nobody cares. And the immigrants are going to prove that. One thing black folks are not understanding, this is what I'm trying to get across to you, and this is the reason why I do the program the way I do it. This is the reason why I say what I'm saying. Most blacks don't understand the dire predicament our country's in, our world is in, our nation's in, we're in. If black folks would buy a clue, rent a clue, put one on layaway, the immigrants coming into this country, they're replacing us, black folks, at the bottom. You got to understand, they're not replacing people at the bottom who have moved up a ladder, on a rung on the ladder. They're replacing people at the bottom who ain't been moving at all. So where do you go? Have you thought that out, black leader? The world is changing and the world don't give a crap about our inability to assess our situation and realize what's happening. Remember, these people are replacing us at the bottom of society, and we had never moved from the bottom. So we had to just get out of that space. Where we're going to stand in the ethers, in the cloud? Have you not thought this out? So what I'm saying, we need to take time to step back and say, hey, we got a problem here. But if we're not going to do that, we're going to get our lunch eaten. And nobody's going to want black folks when we on the New York subway slashing folks in their face with knives, knocking people out, pushing them up on the trains. You don't think the rest of society can say, we'd be glad to get rid of all these ninjas. But you don't want to think. You don't think you have to. You know why? Because it's not pressing on you now. You hear black folks say that all the time. Oh, they ain't got nothing to do with me. Immigration ain't got nothing to do with me. Remember, you're not getting replaced at the bottom because you moved to the top. You're getting replaced at the bottom because you ain't been doing nothing. And there's somebody who will say, I'll take that place because this is an improvement from where I was. Let's take a break. All right, folks, we're back. So that's the question to all the candidates. Are we going to have that hard conversation? Are we going to talk about what black people need to do? Not what people need to invest in our community. We got all people don't want this crap. Listen, the marketplace has passed judgment on us. We need to work on our brand. And if we're not willing to do that, fine. There's plenty of Mississippi to develop. They didn't got the food with Jackson. If you want to keep it in your mind that you are just so precious and this is the seat of state government, folks, they will move these departments out of here, move these agencies out of here one department at a time. And I don't blame them. Quit asking people to put up with your crap and comport yourself with societal norms. If this is what you call culture, black culture, Democrat culture, people don't want it. What we need are these blacks who call themselves leaders to go to the coalition members within the Democrat Party and say, hey, man, you need to stop going down here to this federal court suing to allow all these bums back out on the street because you feel some kind of way about them being how. If they can't take care of themselves, well, they can take their medication on the street. They're not taking it. It's the same way with the DOJ and Parchman. When Parchman was built, they didn't have guards. They had an administration. The prisoners ran the prison the same way they do now. Folks, when you hear me talk about the keepers of the keys, people who have that historical knowledge available to them to study, read, and is passed on to, this is what we're talking about with what's going on in these prisons. Men will always dominate other men. I don't care what kind of setting you have. It's always going to be that way. The DOJ ain't came in here discovered nothing. Hell, if they can keep us from getting ivermectin, and hydroxychloroquine, they can stop us from getting drugs in the prison if they wanted to. You see that, and you bring all those agencies to bear to stop fentanyl. But when they didn't want us to have life-saving drugs, they had every damn agency of the government dropping down on American people. Folks, you got to realize when the BS is the BS, okay? This is the reason why I quit doing a lot of the topics that I do as it relates to state government and federal government. These people are full of crap. Roger Wicker and Michael Guest are going to rob us blind. Benny Thompson, they're going to rob us blind. They don't care. And you have hard time getting your head around the fact that people can be that evil. Brother, they kill babies. My Bible study teacher made a good point the other night. The people who tell you don't kill a baby, it's okay to abort a baby because the woman got raped or the child got raped, but they want the rapist to go to jail, but they want to kill the baby. None of their logic makes sense. We have problems in this society that has nothing to do with money. And the people who used to be the keepers of the keys, keeper of the flame, hold up the bloodstained banner, have failed us in too many areas. We need a few men to stand up, throw some sharp elbows, step to the perimeter, peel some caps back. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in 70 hours. We'll see you on the radio. Peace.